Joy to be able to have a special guest with us this morning. We sometimes have the privilege of benefiting from a little of the icing on the cake, so to speak, and our guest and his lovely wife were here conducting a seminar, and they so lovingly made it possible for us to experience their ministry and a powerful message that was shared in the first service. I'm looking forward to hearing it again. To be able to be here with us. And I welcome some of you who have come to hear our guest today. We're glad that you're here. Many of you may be from other great Bible-believing, life-giving churches in the area. God bless you. Keep up the good work. And if you're here visiting and you don't have a church home, you're welcome to come back here again. Our special guest is here as a result of a contact made by Bruce Hogarth, who is, he and his family attend our church, and called and said, do you think that you'd be interested in having Dr. McVeigh come and share? And we didn't think too long about that. We said, we think we probably ought to do that. He is the author of this beautiful book, Grace Walk. And we had just about two or three copies in the first service, and Bruce ran across to his office across town, and I believe we've got about 50 more that are now on the book table among some other lovely books that they have brought. And right after the service is finished, I know they'll be happy to be back there and make those books available to you. Part of Grace Ministries, he leads Grace Walk. What a beautiful, beautiful ministry this is developing into. Part of a ministry in Atlanta, Georgia, where he and his wife have been working for a number of years, and now God has opened some marvelous doors for him in what we call conference ministry. That means that to large groups across the country and probably will be opening up around the world, Dr. McVeigh is now taking this beautiful message that you're going to hear about today, which is beyond knowing Christ as Savior, but enjoying the abundant walk that we have in Christ Jesus. And you are going to be blessed this morning as he opens a passage from God's Word and just gives us a word from God that is absolutely going to encourage your spirit this morning. Would you give a great Cedar Valley welcome now to our friend, our new friend, Dr. Steve McVeigh, his lovely wife, Melanie.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Tim. I've been looking forward to being here with you in your church today. I've been to Cedar Falls, Waterloo many times and have always heard so many good things about this church. And I thank God for you and what you are doing. We are glad to be here. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and our ministry is Grace Walk Ministries. The Lord called us into this ministry after having served as a pastor for just over 20 years, a little less than 21 years. The Lord did some things in my life that totally transformed me, having been a Christian 29 years. And the truths that I now teach about walking in grace and experiencing the life of Jesus so impacted my life that I just can't help but tell it. I just have to talk about it. I can't get over what Jesus does in us and through us when we come to the place where we will yield ourselves to Him and allow Him to express Himself as our very life. This morning I'd invite you to open your Bible with me to the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 16. Ezekiel chapter 16, I'm going to read verses 3 through 14 and bring a message the Lord has laid on my heart entitled, What a Beautiful Bride. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 3 through 14. Thus says the Lord God to Jerusalem, Your origin and your birth are from the land of the Canaanite. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. As for your birth, on the day you were born, your navel cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water or cleansing. You were not rubbed with salt or even wrapped in cloths. No eye looked with pity on you to do any of these things for you, to have compassion on you. Rather, you were thrown out into the open field, for you were abhorred on the day you were born. When I passed by you and saw you squirming in your blood, I said to you while you were in your blood, live. I said to you while you were in your blood, live. I made you numerous like plants of the field. Then you grew up and became tall and reached the age for fine ornaments. Your breasts were formed and your hair had grown. Yet you were naked and bare. Then I passed by you and saw you, and behold, you were at the time for love. So I spread my skirt over you and covered your nakedness. I also swore to you and entered into a covenant with you so that you became mine, declares the Lord God. Then I bathed you with water, washed off your blood from you, and anointed you with oil. I also clothed you with embroidered cloth and put sandals of porpoise skin on your feet. And I wrapped you with fine linen and covered you with silk. And I adorned you with ornaments and put bracelets on your hands and a necklace around your neck. I also put a ring in your nostril and earrings in your ears and a beautiful crown on your head. Thus you were adorned with gold and silver, and your dress was of fine linen, silk, and embroidered cloth. You ate fine flour, honey, and oil, so you were exceedingly beautiful and advanced to royalty. Then your fame went forth among the nations on account of your beauty, for it was perfect because of my splendor, which I bestowed on you, declares the Lord God.